When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Don't forget, Top 5 of 5 coming up in a half an hour, right at 5. That's what
also a new song.
A new song?
Yeah, it starts at the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rage is dead.
Wait a minute. This has to be a show discussion.
Well, two-thirds. And arguably the most important voice said, maybe it's time for a new show or a new song.
Over Rage?
Well,
it's been
listen,
since the beginning of the
again,
show.
Spike, the delegation. I played Pearl Jam one too many times, and they had a secret meeting.
Hold on. Rage Against the Machine is way more acceptable, has to be the delegation, than Pearl Jam.
Well, I don't think we really know the difference.
They don't know the difference. And it's just
Rage Against the Machine is that
relax. But it's all under the same umbrella.
It's not. Pearl Jam and Rage Against the Machine are not under the same umbrella. One is a rap rock group, and one is Pearl Jam.
Rap rock.
Yes, that's what Rage is. You should play the whole Rage song for him to hear it. You are a disgrace. I told you to ease off the friggin' Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, I told you to ease off the Pearl Jam, and you cost me Rage.
You said Dissonance with a Goat Return song.
Oh!
And they had a meeting, and they said,
are we bringing 3-6 Mafia to 5 o'clock, as we talked about at least?
No.
I don't even know
we
what
we talked
that
about Annie Up.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about Annie Up.
That's a good one. We might have to get
all right, that's all I'm saying.
We might need to get, what's our guy, 3?
Astronauts in the Ocean?
Yes.
Yeah, that can go away for Annie Up. I'm fine with that. This is disgraceful. I'm in a bad mood for Flyers in 50 now. It's unbelievable. All right. We're the official Flyers show in Philadelphia.
Well, it sounds so downtrodden.
We prove it. This isn't downtrodden. This is pissed
outrage.
Off. Yeah. Broads, you there? Our guy Broads, Hunter Brody.
Enough with the nonsense. All right. Let's get to what's serious in town.
The Flyboys.
Yeah, you kidding me? No, I think
shut his hole.
Whoa! I think you're setting me up because every time I'm on, I get the text. Right? It's never after a huge win. It's never after winning 3 in a row. It's wait until they blow a 3-0 lead at home, and then let's see if Broads wants to hop on to talk about it. Then whenever I want to reflect on anything good, you just start getting angry at me that I'm dating back too far, you know, too early.
Broads,
joke.
Broads.
Yeah.
Relax. Now, look. Hold on.
The clock did not start.
Yeah, I understand the concern, but I would have to know all the things that you're talking about to put you in this position. You're giving me way too much credit. You know.
That's
so
fair.
All right.
That's fair.
All right.
Can I say something? Hold on. I always have to say something before we go.
You don't have to.
You already said
no,
enough.
I have to. Okay. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Because last week, you asked me if I was ready to give Tortorella credit. And I said, I never will. Well, now I'm stuck. Because I saw something against Chicago that I actually...
No one even knows who the Blackhawks are.
Stuff. This is going to happen in the 50s. Hit the thing so we can't talk yet.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
You guys suck. Flyers were down 2 goals in the 3rd period on Saturday, and my man Matvei Minkov with the overtime game winner on a 4-on-3 man advantage. Then he adds another goal in the loss to Vegas, an absolute snipe in the slot. Should have been even more of a hero if it wasn't for Morgan Frost, who can't hit an open net, which would have put Matvei Minkov on like huge talking points all around the league for taking over nonstop, but Morgan Frost stinks. Let's give a little shout-out to Sanheim for being a workhorse, eating minutes, just logging in 25-plus as a number one D-man. That's no joke. And that contract we thought was going to age horrendously, but not no more. It is beautiful to see.
Yeah, that happened at just the right time.
No, it didn't. It was ready to get into Danny Briere, maybe making a trade for a prospect.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. I got one question, Bros. What is a slip in the snot, or would you say it was a...
excuse me, a slip knot? That's a
snipe in the slot?
Yeah, what'd you say?
A snipe. Oh, a snipe in the slot. You kidding me? You're right in front of the netminder, Ike, right? And you got plenty of space to operate. And this man in the slot, maybe 5-6 feet out from the goalie, rips it twine. You know what I mean?
Well, I love it, man. That Listen, that is good. That's good hockey jargon
it
here,
is,
man.
It is.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah,
of course.
Stuff.
Of course. Now, can I get actually back to the confession? Because I hopped on, I heard you guys all say that you got to go down with the ship, right?
Yeah.
With the whole Carson Wentz thing and all.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to do, because what I saw Michkov do would have never happened if Torch didn't put him into the press box.
Wow.
In the mud on that was an absolute joke of a decision. Now I don't know what to say. Do I have to go down with the ship? Do I willingly open up my heart and say I made a mistake? I'm not the professional here. That's why I'm calling into you guys.
Well, I think your heart is in the right place. So here's the thing. If you believe this did help, then you reserve the right to be able to change on Torts.
Yes. New information.
Yeah.
It takes a big man to say, hey, I was wrong. But don't just back off it because there are people who are saying, well, what about Torts now? If you believe that he would have done this anyway.
That's a fair point.
No, it wasn't. So to clarify, it's not about the goal scoring. It's about what he did without the puck. A beautiful back check to the house.
What's he doing? He's doing it again.
It was a great back check. What am I doing?
Can you play the horn again?
What am I doing?
I love what you're doing, man.
There we go.
How many people have the passion that Bros has for Flyers, man? Not many.
I know Morgani does. I ran into Al over the weekend in the studio. He comes knocking in during my break. He starts, just spitting off fire.
Bro.
Damn, Al, it's not even 10 a.m. yet.
Al Morgani's never shown passion for anything in his life. You kidding me?
Flyers hockey, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, Flyers hockey.
All right.
We should do the segment together next week. Me and Al call in at the same time.
Yeah, you can do that on Friday afternoon or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then
when no one's here.
Hockey
in the hood.
Maybe on Thanksgiving you guys can work that in.
Yeah. All right. So, bro.
You're real, you know what? All of you except for I.
There we go. Yeah. Of course. When are you on the radio again?
I'm on Wednesday after the Turkey Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Man, talk about
Turkey Bowl's Jack.
What?
No, Jack was going to say something negative.
Yeah, he wanted to take a shot at you.
Yeah.
He
was going to take a shot at the morning show and the Turkey Bowl and Broats all at once. So I just sort of stopped it from happening. All right, Broats. It'll be on Wednesday night. Probably about what? 10 o'clock? 9:30? 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Something like that?
10 o'clock says the schedule, but you never know. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Broats.
Thankful for you, Broats.
Yeah. And you can follow Broats on Twitter at Broats81. Speaking of Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. A new question that Jack threw up there. What is the bigger Creed song, Higher or One Last Breath? Now, Higher has 77% of the vote, but what I would say about One Last Breath is I don't think people know that One Last Breath is One Last Breath.
And One Last Breath's the better song.
Yes, but I think people know it as Hold Me Now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and now I'm thinking I'm so far down. I don't think they know it as One Last
Breath.
As One Last Breath, yeah. But, Higher is a wonderful song. Wonderful song. But I don't think it gets at people like One Last Breath does.
Now, the key to Ike in Flyers and 50, and what I've learned about Ike, he's a big jargon guy.
Oh, he likes the jargon?
He likes the different sports jargons.
I do.
Yep. So with baseball, say like ched or shove. Hockey lingo and baseball lingo, I think, are top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Because football lingo is, it's so, it's so normal now because everybody talks football. But yeah, Broads goes in, man, and he's fired up, man. Yeah. What did he say?
Slip in the slot. It sounded like we needed to dump him.
No, a snipe from the slot.
A snipe from the slot.
Oh, you know what it meant, Jack?
Yeah. Well, I played hockey.
The back of the twine.
Yeah, you got to tickle the twine.
Wait, you played ice hockey? No, you didn't.
When I was like six. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell no, that don't count.
I told you that I played ice hockey in high school, right? Did I tell you that? So at Episcopal, I did. I swear, you're giving me that face. I did. People, I'm sure there's somebody listening who saw it happen. So at Episcopal, there was no gym class. You had to play a sport, a competitive sport. So I decided to play ice hockey. The sort of curveball here is I had never ice skated before in my life.
I still have never been on a pair of ice skates.
But I did rollerblade. And yes. I was like, it must be similar.
But the same, yep.
Yeah, it's pretty similar, except for stopping is not similar at all. So I played JV ice hockey. I did not know how to stop. So I would just cross-check people if I needed to stop. After the second game of the year, after my third, I think, cross-checking penalty, I did not play again. I sat on the bench the rest of it. But I did try to play ice hockey. All right.
We did not have ice hockey. At my school.
Yeah, not particularly surprised on that one. The first practice, too, is terrifying, is because there's not a lot of rinks. So,
sure.
So you either practice early in the morning or late at night, and they had this thing. The first practice was called captain's practice, no coach there. I didn't know how to skate. I was also fat, so I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and all the hockey gear just sort of.
Were you a goalie?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Just fat. All right. 215-592-9494. Oh, no, I see who's on the line wants to talk about the Fantasy League. We'll also talk about Sirianni. That is a disheartening feeling. Not quite as bad as when you get in your shower and there's no hot water. The worst. The worst because you know you're going to have a cold shower. But the second thing, you know you got to replace the water heater in your house. I'm going to make this pain-free because all you got to do is remember the two words when that happens. The two words are Bradford White. It is the best. You deserve the best water heater. Your family at your home. Maybe you own a business. Maybe your water heater goes at work. Your employees. They all deserve the best. And Bradford White is built to be the best. Going to last a long time. Better, longer than any water heater you could buy. It's good. You're not going to have to worry about it for at least a decade. You're not even going to have to worry about the water heater. The second thing is it's made 100% in the United States. So whether you want one of those newfangled tankless water heaters or one of the OGs, the regulars, Bradford White is the one that's going to hook you up with the performance you expect and you deserve. So when it's time, when the hot water doesn't come out of the faucet anymore, you need a water heater, go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, happy Tuesday. What's up, fellas?
Wow.
What up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Spike, was you talking about me waiting on the line wanting to talk about that stuff you were saying?
Yeah, you know you do.
Come on, man. Hey. Oh, man, come on, man. What's name? Let's not even go there. I call to talk about Sirianni.
Oh, that's a lie.
Listen, man. Let's just look. I would sign Sirianni whenever. I sign him right now. I sign him in 2025. I mean, the dude that helped this team after a Super Bowl winning quarterback be relevant. I mean, he lost the team last year, but he righted the ship. He got him back. I mean, his dudes love him. Like Elliot said, he's a winner. So let's keep rolling with him. I mean, I love Ted Lasso, and he my Ted Lasso. So we can just keep going with him. Barbecue sauce. Let's keep on rolling with him. Now that I got that out of the way.
You know, real quick, Yosh, just to piggyback on that, because when we were talking about with Elliot said that they can definitely get whatever the top candidate is with the Eagles, and this is a desirable job. I think it is a desirable job because of the talent and because of the organization.
Yeah.
I don't think necessarily any coach wants to be here.
That's a good point.
Because of their setup of the way that they do things, I think it puts you into a certain category of coach. Now, I'm not saying that the top candidate this offseason won't be that kind of coach, but they want a particular...
The setup matters.
Yes. They want a particular sort of... They don't want a guy who's going to come in here, and it's the same reason they weren't interested in Jim Harbaugh, and they don't want a guy who's going to come in here and run roughshod over the organization. They want a guy who is going to play nice with the entire infrastructure of it. And I think that while they have had success with Doug and Nick Sirianni, it does limit the number of candidates who are specifically going to be interested in the job. So that's it. Go ahead, Yosh. I'm sorry.
I totally agree. We're saying the only person that I would, we're saying even sniffed it his way, we're saying is Ben Johnson. But who's to say Ben Johnson would be a good, we're saying, head coach? I mean, you look at, what it was, Josh McDaniels, what's his name? Like, everybody wanted him, and then he just sucked that daggone head coaching, what, two times?
But, yeah, you know, twice.
Like you said, Nick Sirianni is what they want. Long as what's his name, he not doing all that dumb stuff, you know, making a scene, being Brad B. Real on the sideline and all that. And long as this team keeps winning,
Brad B. Real.
I agree. When he acting up, he Brad B. Real. Don't be hating.
And yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if they know who Brad B. Real is.
I know Jack knows who Brad.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
That's the cool guy.
Oh, I never saw that movie.
Yeah.
You better start recognizing white people what's saying to act like black folks and not know who the black folks is. You better chill out because you said that real quick.
Well, I do know who Brad B. Real is. I've seen Malibu's Most Wanted.
But you knew that one pretty fast and didn't know that it was a black person.
In Gladiator, yes, I know, yes.
Was it black people in Amistad? Let me stop. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
I say this with the utmost respect, brother.
Oh, my God.
And you know I love you. I shook your hand yesterday when you came from behind.
Will you just get to it?
What's name? I hug you and everything. I was sitting up here. I said, you know what? Spike like this hoodie. I'm looking into getting you one. What you like, a large?
Yeah, medium or large. Depends on the, works. Yeah.
Yeah, what's name? I was thinking about getting you one. I was thinking about, you know, I'm off a couple of Mondays. I'm going to come down and I'm going to bring y'all some little treats because I love y'all and everything. But Spike.
Yeah.
I own you.
You don't own me.
I own you, brother.
It's a cheap win.
I own you. If we was in jail, guess who get the top bump? Me, little dude. I got the top bump. I'm all your commentary. Check, brother. I own you. You are now mine. Put your hand in my back pocket.
Oh, God. Would you move on from this?
He's not even going to make the
prison
playoffs.
Scene.
Yeah.
Hey, he mine. I put up not one point last night, and I still won. I own a spot with my fraud team. But guess what? Your fraud team cannot beat my fraud team.
My fraud team was on a bye. I basically had a bye yesterday.
You always got a freaking excuse, and I'm tired of it.
All right.
Get out of here.
I vote 5 times for you to shave your head. I got some clippers, and I'm going to come down there and let me do the cut.
You can shave my head if you want. I don't care. Jack's the one who's a baby about it, not me.
Don't tempt me with a good time, because I'll come down there with my clippers and trim you up and everything. Don't worry about it. I'll give you a buzz.
Would you end this call,
yeah,
Yoshi?
All right, Yoshi. We got to go. Real quick, funny thing about
out of control,
funny
man.
Thing about Gladiator, and yes. this goes back to an afternoon show from a couple weeks ago. So went to see Gladiator 2 on Saturday afternoon, my wife and I. A great time, by the way. If you're thinking about seeing it, it doesn't rewrite movie history or anything. It's a lot like the first one, but it was a good watch.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. I think we're on our way to the movie, my wife and I. Maybe we're there. Maybe we're on our way. And she goes, the casting for this seems a little weird. And I said, why? And she said, Denzel Washington, I think it's a little weird that he's in Gladiator. And I said, why? She was like, because he's a black guy. Gladiator. And I go, you know, there's a black guy in the first Gladiator. Huh, I can't believe you didn't know that. But I didn't tell her that you didn't
that
know
it. I didn't
you.
Know it.
Yeah, yeah. It is a good flick, though.
Yes.
It was a good flick. Yeah.
You in on Paul Mescal?
He's the handsome young guy that plays the son.
Russell Crowe's character.
Yeah. It's a good flick, man. Good flick. A lot of good fighting.
Good graphics.
Good CGI.
CGI stuff, yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right.
Got a little misty-eyed toward the end as well. I'm a bit of a crier.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, right. I got to get a little misty-eyed at the end of the original Gladiator.
This is really...
Not that. I wasn't snotty.
I haven't gotten misty-eyed at a movie since I originally saw Titanic.
Oh, really? I've never seen Titanic.
What made you cry about Titanic?
Huh? It's a great love story, man. Jack and Rose.
It's the love story.
Yes.
Oh, well,
and what, they died.
But well, she didn't die.
What? Yes, you're right. I mean, how many people on the damn ship died, man?
Told you, it's about my great-great-uncle.
You did tell me that.
Yeah, it's a lie.
But what portion of the movie made you cry? Like, was it on the raft?
When she let him go, yes.
Ah, never let go, Jack. Okay.
Yeah, she let him go.
Yeah. You, there's Ike.
Crying, 20 years old.
In the theater.
Because you were probably, 22.
I was in college, yeah. I didn't cry.
Oh,
I'm saying it, teared up.
You're never nothing wrong with this. A good little well up.
Yeah, I think so. I'm a crier during movies. That,
I cried when Ricky got shot.
Yes.
Who we all know.
Yeah.
I said Ricky got shot. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Jack doesn't.
Nope.
No.
Boys in the hood.
Boys in the hood.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man. He was going to college. He was on his way out the hood.
Yep.
He's going to USC, man.
That's a that scene hurts.
It does hurt.
That scene hurts. Yep.
Oh man, what about when String got shot?
I was a grown-ass man by the time Stringer got shot, man. Yeah, I was fully developed emotionally by the end.
Hardened by the NFL.
Jack's trying to bring in his wire cred.
Yeah,
to try.
You like how I bounced right back?
Yeah.
Wasn't sure who Ricky Waters was.
Yeah. No, not Ricky Waters.
And for the fact that you said you don't know who Ricky Waters is.
No, I know who he is.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, former Eagle, great.
All right.
Top
five of five is next, yes. Do you want to, you already hinted at it. Do you want to hint at it again?
What's related.
I don't like it. Can we cancel it, do something else? Top five Phillies moments from the year or something?
There was none.
Oh,
they're dead.
Okay. Okay.
I was going to say, don't tempt him.
Oh, and then I got to get to this Ken call, because I think he has the wrong perception of what I think of Ken from CineMenson. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it might be related.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right. Top five is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.